Well, to be honest, I don't get on very well with the Orange. You know, and it was before I said what I said about the Garvagh Road. You know, but I was going to join the Orange in the '70s, and they wouldn't let me. They wouldn't let John McMichael join. So the people in Lisburn actually formed a lodge of their own for John McMichael to join. For too long, we have supported the Orange, should it be Drumcree or the Ormer Road or other areas where they're having problems. And we were the outside evidence. Whenever something went wrong, it was never anything to do with the Orange Order, it was the outside evidence. And I've been saying for a long time now that if the Orange are going to go anywhere, let them go on their own. And then if something does go wrong and there's any violence after it, they can't say it's outside evidence. They have to accept that it's their march, their parade or whatever, and whatever the result is, it's their problem, or they get the credit or the blame. Some of our areas where we have dual membership, there's a lot of people within loyalist paramilitaries who are members of the Orange Order, and sometimes that was the only time really with a clash would be the Lake of Drumcree, where I didn't want any of our members going anywhere near it. But some of them, because they were in the Orange, they did go to, and support the Orange men at Dunkree, obviously. But I say to them, if you get into trouble and you happen to be arrested or hospitalised or whatever, you're an Orange man. You're not a UDA man. You know, as far as the North West would be concerned, they would be more closely involved with the Orange. Anything to do with the Union, Orangeism, loyalism is more bonded, more together. In those areas, I'm not afraid to make the distinguish between ourselves and what we have been used as and what we have been criticised as, and the Orange trying to set themselves aside as the great and the good. I suppose what argues for that is, on the 19th of May, I'm not sure if everybody will be aware, there's going to be what they're going to call us. The Grand Lodge is going to have, to celebrate the Covenant, the 100th year, the centenary of the Covenant, is going to be on the 28th or 29th of September. But they're making that their baby, their thing. So the Belfast District are having one on the 19th of May, which is going to go to Ormo Park. But they're allowing loyalism to join in. There could be 35,000 to 50,000 people walking. And there will be thousands of people lying on parts of the route. There will be thousands of people in Ormo Park to welcome them there. The problem we have is, because it's the Orange will, and the bands, of course, will take the first part of the parade, and then it'll be the UVF in the SOM gear, the SOM associations, and what they're telling us is they'll have the uniforms, they'll have the antique or the motors with the machine guns on them, and all the paramilitary flags, and the UDA will be suited and booted. The Ulster Defence Union will be wearing their green blazers and what have you. If you're a nationalist and we'll pass this parade passes parts of Short Strand or wherever, how are you going to feel? Are you going to feel threatened? Or is that going to be a positive thing or a negative thing? And I'm very worried. If it's part of the peace process, we should all be moving forward and we should take into consideration how the nationalists feel. But the Orange Order is saying, that's not our problem. That's a police problem. The police have said them, or somebody, people belonging to us have asked them, what happens if the dissidents attack the parade? Well, that's not our problem. That's a problem for the police. What happens if some of the local wine teams, or the Blue Bag Brigade, as we call them, joins in and causes problems? Well, that's not our problem. That's a PSNI problem, but it's not. It's their problem. It's their parade, and they're responsible for the behaviour of the people in it. So I will never be joined up with the Orange Order. I don't want to fall out with them anymore. I just believe that, in particular where the Garvagh Road's concerned, a lot of the local Orange men are shopkeepers and traders in the area, and a lot of the people on the Garvagh Road would shop in those shops or trade with those traders, and if they were left their own devices, they could sort it out. I believe, I blame Sinn Féin for coming in and orchestrating the whole campaign, but I support the Orange, but I don't want anything to do with them, if you know what I mean.